Reichman University.
Sunny Side Up, where every conversation is a step towards a brighter mind. With Leora Baxt and Orly Lachak.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Orly Lachak.
And I'm Amy Hittery.
Our dear friend Leora is not able to be on today's episode, but we hope she'll join very soon.
She will, guys. She's going to join very soon. And we hope everyone's having an awesome day.
We do. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're listening, we hope it's a good day.
You're listening to Sunny Side Up on Audioversity.
This is a mental health podcast where we talk about anything from childhood to parenting styles to coping mechanisms.
And everything in between. We want to provide you with a new and fresh perspective and not just facts about mental health.
Let's talk about it. You think scrambled, Ames?
Feeling pretty scrambled yet again, Orly.
What's wrong, girl? What's going on?
Well, so recently, you're actually in this class with me, right? We started this coping and resilience class. Mm-hmm. We're, by the way, third year psychology students. And in this class, we were discussing bullying and kind of like the causes and effects behind it and what it actually means, not just like as a kid, but in the work life and, mm-hmm. you know, like as it carries out into adulthood and kind of like what type of personalities or traits shape this like negative behavior that we now call bullying.
Tell me more about that. Like, what do you mean by types of personalities or traits?
Like, I guess what I started thinking a lot about in the class was like, okay, let's try and get into the brain of someone who feels like they need to treat other people poorly, you mm-hmm. know, like a bully, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. like why is it that they act the way they act? Like, what does that stem from, you know? Like, because it's not just black and white.
No, it's not. But I think a lot of the times it stems from insecurities.
Totally. Totally.
And that a lot of the times like that starts from the way you were raised or what you're constantly hearing growing up or like the conversation around you. It can affect kids way later on in life, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it totally does. So it's kind of like, it's kind of this like, I guess comes down to like the way that we treat others is really based on our own self-image that we have and like definitely reflects something deeper within us.
100%. Think about kids that are bullies. And then also, by the way, like something we learned in this class is like bullying can go into the workplace and it's a huge problem in the workplace. And that kind of starts from when you're a kid. So like, let's say like you have a poor self-image of yourself when you're a kid. And that's because a parent is constantly nitpicking you or like your older siblings are giving you a really hard time. Like then that kid goes to school and he wants to pretend like he's all tough and stuff. But then he like puts his stuff onto another kid, his insecurities onto another kid. And like, and it becomes this like horrible, like harmful loop of like literally just insecurity. And if that kid had space to like kind of be like, I'm insecure about this, but I'm going to work on it, then he wouldn't go out and put that into the world. And it wouldn't lead into the workplace as adults.
Right. It's actually so sad because the reality is a lot of these, like it starts like in children, a lot of these children, like they really just, they don't know how to be any different because that's like all that they kind of learn or all that they're believed to think that they're worth, you know? And like, as a way to make themselves feel more powerful. And this is kind of the way we learned that it like carries over into the work field is like a hierarchical kind of like power hungry mentality of like, in order to feel more respected or valued, I need to like put someone else down, and
it's not
show
cool,
that
man.
Like physical power. But most of the time, it's ironic because it's the opposite that's occurring within you. You know, like really within, that person is lacking a lot of confidence. And yeah. so they need to like display this sort of like over extreme like behavior that might come across as confident to the outside world, when in reality, like, it's really just masking this feeling of insecurity within them, which, by the way, like, I feel like language has a huge part, like, it's something like so much to do with it.
Of course.
It's like the kind of language we're used to hearing, the way we speak to ourselves, the way that we, like, what we hear around us, like, is definitely a huge part of shaping the way we think.
Of course. I want to touch on both of those points. Like, first of all, I think there's a word for someone who wants to be overly confident in a way and who's feeling like the opposite in their head. And like, I think that's called cockiness.
Cockiness, yeah.
I think it's so funny because you know those kind of people that are like, yeah, and I'm so good at this, and I'm so good at that, and like, I'm just the best. Like, we know you're feeling insecure, and like, it's okay. We're all human. We all feel insecure from time to time. But masking it with cockiness is like, it's not cute. And it's just not it. Like, there's something to say about a kind of quiet confidence and like being humble within that.
Totally.
Versus a loud kind of confidence, and that's cockiness.
Yeah. Like, it's okay to be confident and to like be sure in like what you're doing and who you are, but the minute that you feel like you need to be so loud about it, mm-hmm. maybe that should be a conversation.
It's,
you know,
it's almost like a line that you have to figure out for yourself, like, when is it too much and when is it kind of fake, you know?
Yeah, especially if like within that, usually it kind of means like one-upping someone else or something else. You know,
everyone
like, that
has
kind of is an effect that it has, I feel like.
Yeah. And everyone will have their chance to shine. It's not even about that. It's like more so about being able to like, if your friend had something really good happen to them, being like, I'm literally so happy for you. Like, that brings me joy for you. Instead of like kind of playing tit for tat and being like, well, I did that better. Like,
yeah,
that's not cool. I don't like that. And then like the other thing you said about psycholinguistics, like it's so important. Like the way that you talk to yourself should be the same way you talk to the people you love the most. Like I always say this to like my family and like my close friends, like if you could just spend like 1 hour like seeing yourself the way I see you, like,
aww,
you would love yourself so much more. Like,
yeah.
And it's so true. Like, how does anyone expect to like receive love and support in this if they're not giving that to themselves? Like, it literally starts with you. And it starts with the way that you speak to yourself, whether it's out loud or internally. Like, I think I spoke about this on our last episode about affirmations and how like they kind of seem a little scary and they kind of almost seem pointless. When I first started doing them, I was like, why am I doing this? I saw an actual change when I started talking to myself in really nice terms, whether it's saying like, I'm deserving, I'm loving, like I work really hard, like I'm a good person, or even affirmations could be like, I'm a good person, but I could work on this. And like that just helped me be a better me, a more secure me. And that in turn, like, really was reflected in all my relationships, in like the way I spoke to them and the type of support and love I was giving to them got stronger.
Wow, Orly.
Sorry for that ramble.
No, I love it. It's true. It's also like, it's definitely hard to like strike that balance, you know, because like on the one hand, you're saying like, you like don't believe necessarily in the day-to-day, like you have thoughts that kind of contradict the way that like the reality or like the way you really want to view yourself, right? But then you kind of say these affirmations to remind yourself like, no, these are true, like these are like I this is the way I should be thinking.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, myself, you know, like a better me, you know. But like at the same time, then it's like I understand how it could feel uncomfortable in the beginning, being like, why am I saying all these nice things about myself? Like, am I being overly like confident? Like,
it kind of feels
so
like you're
weird.
Singing happy birthday to yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So awkward in the beginning.
But it's like the way that I mean, obviously, look, you have to like go into it with an open mind, and honestly, like building off of our last episode of like being mindful about the way you're doing it too. Like, the reason why you're saying these things and the point of saying these things is like the way that it's like we have the ability to create our reality and to change our reality 100%. just based off of like the way we speak and the way that we like put ourselves together in the morning, the way we like portray ourselves in the outside world. Like it all kind of adds to this like schema and the way that we like view our like the world around us. And like actually psycholinguistics is another class that I'm taking, which is like kind of the reason why this is all coming together, I feel like, in our minds. Like, it's so crazy, as like a third year psychology student, everything comes together and it's like, what, you know?
Yeah, it is
like,
crazy.
This is weird. But like we talked about how like different cultures and different languages, and how based off of the way that certain languages are like formed, and certain like I guess like cultural standards in different countries that have like that speak certain languages, and how that like pours over into the way that these people view themselves and the world around them, and how they like behave and act. And it's so interesting, like just how much the language that you speak can have a part in how you conduct yourself.
That's actually so interesting, because that just reminded me of like in Mexico, when you're talking to somebody older than you, and if you don't use like usted, like which means you, but in a very respectful manner, if you say like you guys or you, or like
tú,
tú, right, if like, you say yeah. tú, like you instead of you in like the more respectful sense, like it's shameful. It's wow, wrong. Yeah. It's literally like so you're talking down to somebody older than you, and that is like a huge no-no. And so it's so funny that you say that, because it's also, it pours into culture. It pours into tradition. And like, it's so funny. You could really see those differences in different cultures.
Yeah. Like she brought, our professor brought an example from like Asian culture. We also, she's like showed us the TED talk on it, from Asian culture versus, I think it was actually a distinction between futureless languages and future like oriented languages. Mm-hmm. Like let's say in English, like we have the future tense of like it will rain tomorrow, mm-hmm. versus in a futureless language would be like in Mandarin, I'm pretty sure they say like it would be correct linguistically to say it rained tomorrow. There's no will. There's
really?
No yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's really interesting. So like in those like futureless like languages where they're not necessarily like making the distinction between past, future, past, present, future, they were actually shown to be more financially stable. Like mm-hmm. it was like tested that they were better at saving up money and not being wow. irresponsible with their money, because
instead of like pushing it off, procrastinating.
Right, exactly. Wow. So it's like the future and present become one.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of thinking like, it actually also has to do with like productivity. Like instead of thinking like, oh, like I'll do that tomorrow, in like futureless mm-hmm. language countries, there's no pushing it off for tomorrow, because it's now. Like tomorrow's now. It's like if I don't do it now, it's not happening.
I would not last in those.
Isn't
countries.
That so interesting?
That's but like really interesting.
But like think about the like from a child, like from the minute you learn how to speak, like how that can shape the way that you just go about your day-to-day life.
Of course.
It's so if like if you want to bring that into like confidence versus insecurity, like the way that let's say like a mother speaks to her child from day one, like either it being like a very like loving kind of atmosphere, or maybe in cultures where it's a little bit less lovey-dovey and a little like
cold, yeah.
Cold on the outside, you know, like, okay, that could end up shaping the way that you then think people should treat one another, you
of
know?
Of course. It all starts at home in our childhood.
It's true.
It literally all does.
And it's really crazy when you think about it in terms of like, oh, like we have this like connotation that bullies are bad and like, mm-hmm. and it's like we have to punish them or like the way to like, I don't know.
We just have to nurture them.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like, it's funny that you say like it could all start whatever, like imagine talking to a child in one way from the minute they start growing up. But it's not to say that you can't start these practices now. Like, again, with the affirmations, like, they're so uncomfortable at first, but you literally just fake it till you make it. Like, I did not believe everything I was telling myself at first.
Yeah.
And maybe some of it's not so true, but it's not necessarily about that. It's just kind of like faking it till you make it, until you're telling yourself really nice things like, oh, my hair looks really nice today, or like something like that. Like, maybe you're not loving it, but if another person is coming to you and they're like, yeah, I love that about you, like, tell yourself that too. Like, allow space for complimenting yourself.
Yeah, it's really important.
It's so important.
Even like, I know this, like at first when I like first heard this, I was like skeptical at first also, because it's kind of, it seems silly, but like this actually was very relevant a few years ago when I was working in a children's home with kids who come from very broken homes, you know. Mm-hmm. So these are very fragile people, like, meaning like the way that you treat them and the way, or like the way they perceive you, actually can like really impact them because of where they come from. And something they taught us, and something that became very like very clearly true working there, was like, just smile, no matter what your day looked like, no matter what you might be feeling inside, no matter like if you just got off a phone call with bad news, whatever it is, like you're walking in public, you're walking in the, you're passing someone you know, whatever it is, like, just smile.
I love just, when random strangers smile at me, like, it makes my entire day.
Yeah, it's like, because you think about it in terms of like we're so, and it makes sense, like we're so, like everything in our lives kind of revolves around us, because we're the, like, yeah, you're you, and your everything is kind of from your perspective in this world. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. But like, we get so wrapped up in that, that we forget that like one look or one smile or lack thereof can actually make or break someone else's day, which is
100%
crazy to think about. But like, if I looked at one of these kids having a bad day and had like, I don't know, this like blah face, they will think that I don't like them. Mm-hmm. They'll think that I did, like, they did something that made me mad at them. And like, obviously we're talking extreme examples here, but like that just goes to show how much impact you have on people around you. And I feel like that's actually such a beautiful responsibility that we have as people. Mm-hmm. To like understand that like these small things that we can change in terms of like our facial expressions, our words that we use, like, they matter. They actually matter.
They really do.
More than we think.
And you know what? Like, if you want to just do one good thing today, like, smile at a stranger, compliment a stranger, like, and that, like, that all starts within yourself, you know?
Yeah, but it'll make you happy.
I'm saying, like, it kind of, they both shift into each other. Like, if you're not feeling so good about yourself, try complimenting somebody else today. And, like,
yeah,
maybe you'll, in turn, feel a lot better about how, like, it's the true way you're feeling today.
It really goes hand in hand. And it's crazy that, like, the minute I started smiling more in the children's home, like, I actually was happy. Like, it's crazy that,
fake,
like,
it till you make,
like,
it.
By the end of the day, no matter, like, no matter what that hard thing was that, let's say, like, happened in the morning, like, I forgot about it. Like, it literally, like, wasn't relevant anymore. Like, I was like, no, just smile. Like, and I did. And, like, and I was actually just happy again, which
that's
is, like,
awesome.
It just goes to show that these, like, yeah, these small little things make a huge difference. And I think that if we teach children how to implement them, and if we kind of like become more on top of it as individuals, and then therefore as a society, we could hopefully change this cycle of like bullying and putting other people down in order to feel special or empowered. And we can just live a way more genuine life and feel happier as, yeah, people.
it all starts with you and it all starts today. So everybody, like, try something today, something small. It's not an overnight process, and like, your insecurities are valid and this and that, but at the same time you have to ask yourself, like, what's like the negative side of me talking and what's really true, you know?
Totally. You still feeling scrambled?
Really? I'm feeling really not scrambled. I'm feeling kind of sunny side up, you know? Aunties in the sunny side. You want to hear an egg fact, though?
Always.
You can freeze eggs for up to a year, which is like, it sounds really gross. I would probably not try. But it's kind of cool. I didn't know you could freeze eggs. Did you?
What, like a year later after buying them, I could take them out and make scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
And they're fine?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's weird. That's so weird.
I feel like the shell would crack, but like, now I want to try it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I'll tell my mom that. I feel like she'll like that.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We hope you have an
excellent day.
Bye.